towel.
Okay, and then the water at the sink comes out the...
Faucet.
All right, and how about something similar to that on a barrel?
Spigot.
All right, and how about in the yard if you're going to hook up the hose?
I'd call that a spigot.
Okay, and it got cold last night. There was water in the pipe, and it froze, and the pipe...
Burst.
All right, and something for a large container, you don't see so many of these anymore, but a large wooden container for a beer, for example.
Keg.
Yeah, now larger than that.
Barrel.
Okay, and around the, on the barrel, the things that are used to keep the staves in place, or the, yes, keep the staves in place.
The bands.
Okay, and how, something else, that's exactly what I'm talking about, but that has another, there's another name for it that I'd like you to pronounce. Kids were playing with these.
Hoops.
Yes. In a, you don't see these much any longer, but in the past, in stores, they would display molasses and lard on something. Call it a molasses or a lard.
Out of cash.
No, I was thinking more of is the expression stand at all common, a molasses?
Not to me.
Molasses stand, or if you're pouring sugar or some liquid from a large container into a smaller one, you might have to pour it through a
funnel.
Yes, and to make a horse move, you might have to crack a
whip.
Okay, and something used to make an oxen or any kind of some kind of a draft animal move.
A lash.
Okay, that's fine. And if you went to the store and got a dozen oranges, the grocer probably put them in a
bag,
and it would be made of what?
Paper.
Okay. And for about 100 pounds of potatoes, it might come in a
sack.
All right. Now, what would you call a sack made of loosely woven?
Croaker sack.
Okay. Talking about the amount of corn a person might take to the mill at one time.
Bushel.
Okay. And then and the amount of wood you might carry at one time.
A load of cord.
Okay, and then if you're not talking, you're talking about the amount of wood or something a person's taking to the, is moving from one place to another. He doesn't have a full load, he just has it's not a full load, that might be called a...
Half load.
Okay, and it takes the clothes out into the yard and hang them up and carry them out in a...
Basket.
All right.
Clothes basket.
Okay, and something you put in the top of a bottle.
A cork.
And an instrument a child might play, musical instrument.
Pipe.
Yes, this is something that he blows into.
Oh, a harp.
Okay, and something he might twang.
Jew's harp.
Okay, drive a nail in with a...
Hammer. All
right, the part of a wagon that goes up between the horses.
The tongue.
All right, and on a buggy. On either side, go up on
the shaft.
Right, and the part of a wheel on a wagon. That the metal part of the wheel.
The rim.
Okay, and then you know you call that which the rim is nailed to?
Don't believe I do.
Oh, well, I've never heard this word until I think a couple of years ago, the first time I heard. It could be this could be called the rim, but it's the wooden part of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You might call it the rim or the tire that's
mm-hmm.
nailed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call that the tire, and then call the part that is nailed to is the rim.
I see.
Or the felly. F-E-L-L-Y. I've never heard that word. So, the part of a wagon that the horses actually pull on.
The shaft?
Yeah, this is down on the front of the wagon, though. And
axle?
And it's up. no, this is either the evener or the whippletree, single tree, okay.
Never heard any of them.
Okay. If he's going back and forth with wood in his wagon or truck, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling.
Sure. And they put chains on the log and they wet it out of the field. They
drag it?